This is the BBC Home Service.
Tell the masses what's the play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Yes, it's ladies and gentlemen in The Affair of the Lone Banana.
The Affair of the Lone Banana. Not a pretty story, I fear. Still, the BBC will buy this cheap trash. However, the central character in the story is young Fred Nook. His father, Lord Marks, made a fortune from the great Marks laundry business. Well, then you've all heard of laundry, Marks, haven't you? Oh, dear. But let's start this story from the beginning.
The scene is the country home of the Marks country home, Moxer Lodge. A mystery has been committed. Young Fred Nook has vanished. Interrogating the residents is a man, tall, dark, handsome, swashbuckling, handsome, intelligent.
This ain't me, folks. I come in later.
No. It's Inspector Neddy Seagoon, late of the 18th century and part inventor of the steam-driven, explodable, hairless toupee.
Now then, my man, your name is,
Headstone. Gravely Headstone. My maiden name, you understand?
I understand. Don't put that down, Sergeant.
What, sir?
Headstone, you are a footman.
2'6", to be precise, sir.
Oh, lovely to be tall. Headstone, you say Fred Nook disappeared whilst having a boot of tea with his mother, Lady Marks.
True. You might say he disappeared from under her very nose.
What is he doing there?
It was raining, I believe.
Lady Marks. Where is her ladyship at the moment?
My lady hasn't got a ship at the moment.
I don't wish to know that.
I don't wish to know that.
Greenslade?
I say.
Send in Lady Marks or that idiot gardener. He might know something.
Right, sir. This way, you.
Marks. Sit down.
Thank you.
I bet you all thought it was going to be me.
Lady Marks, your late husband owned a banana plantation, yes?
In South America.
That's abroad, isn't it?
Well, it all depends on where you're standing.
Now, let's put it this way. Is it on the tube?
Oh, you dear old-fashioned thing.
please, madam, don't be so evasive. If South America is on the tube, we have ways and means of finding out.
Dear midget, of course it's not on the tube.
Now you're talking.
So are you. Isn't it fun?
Lady Marks, this is a tricky case. I don't think I can...
Inspector, you must find my son. You must. I don't care how much money you spend. In fact, I'll chip in a few bob myself.
The offer is tempting. Very well, I accept. Just leave everything to me. Your purse, jewels, checkbook, ginger glass eye, war bonds, Stromberg.
At the British passport office in Whitechapel, Seagoon discovered that Fred Nook had left for Guatemala on a banana boat, disguised as a banana.
That's true. I waited for the ship to return, but he wasn't on board. He must have got off at the other side! Please. Thank you. Don't make it sound rehearsed. My next task was to book a ticket to South America. This I did, at a shipping office in Leadenhall Street.
Who is it? Who is it?
Good morning.
Thank you.
I want to book for South America.
That's abroad, isn't it?
Yes. It isn't on the tube, you know.
Isn't that wonderful? Whatever will they think of next? That is. Do sit down, sir.
There aren't any chairs.
You can stand up if you wish.
Thank you.
No extra charge. It's all on the house. Now, let us get some details and documents. We must have the documents, you know. Just take a few particulars. Now, let's get the details and the documents. Must have the document, you know.
Of course.
Must have a document. Now, what was this all about? Oh, yes. Your name?
Neddy Pugh Seagull.
N-E-D-D-I-E. Neddy? What was next?
Neddy Pugh Seagull.
Pugh? P-H-E-W?
No. It's pronounced Pugh, but it's spelt Pug.
Pug, yes. P-U-G-H.
Yes.
There. Neddy Pug Seagoon. Wasn't it?
Yes, Seagoon. S-E-A-G-O-O-N.
Could you spell it?
Certainly. S-E-A-G-O-O-N.
Seagoon. S-E-A...
G-O-O-N, Seagull.
Oh, yes. Good. Yes, good. Yes. The full name. Now, address?
No fixed abode.
No. F-I-X-E-D. Fixed. A-B.
A-B-O-D-E.
O-D-E. There we are. No fixed abode. What number?
29A.
29A.
Yes.
29K. District?
London SW2.
L-O-N-D-O-N. South West D-S-T. 2, wasn't it?
Yes, 2.
T-W. It's no good. I'd better get a pencil and paper and write all this down. He's going to South America.
Oh, goodbye.
That's where young Fred Nurk went to.
Fred Nurk? That's Fred Nurk's name.
Oh. Yes, he went in such a rush he left this behind.
Let me see. A banana. A lone banana. Ah. So now my task was easier. I knew that the man I was looking for was one banana short.
As a tribute to Seagoon's brilliant deductive powers, Max Gelbey will now play a loaded sack butt from the kneeling position.
Thank you.
Banana, Chapter 2. With the bananas secreted on his person, Neddy Seagoon arrived at the port of Guatemala, where he was accorded the typical Latin welcome to an Englishman.
Hands up, you pig swine! Have a care, Latin devil. I'm an Englishman. Remember, this rolled umbrella has more uses than one.
Ooh.
Sorry. Now, what's all this about?
It is the revolution, senor. Everywhere there is an armed rising.
Are you in it?
Right in it. You see, senor, the United Anti-Socialist Neo-Democratic Pro-Fascist Communist Party is fighting to overthrow the Unilateral Democratic United Partisan Bellicose Fascist Co-Belligerent Tory Labour Liberal Party.
Whose side are you on?
There are no sides. We are all in this together. Now, senor, if you don't mind, we must search you.
What for?
Bananas. You see, senor, we Guatemalans are trying to overthrow the foreign-dominated banana plantations in this country. Any foreigner found with a banana on him will be shot by a firing squad and asked to leave the country.
Curses. I must think quick. Little does he know I suspect him of foul play.
Little does he know that I have never played with a fowl in my life.
Little does he know that he has misconstrued the meaning of the word foul. The word foul in my sentence was spelled F-O-U-L, not F-O-W-L, as he thought I had spelt it.
Little does he know that I overheard his correction of my grammatical error, and I am now about to rectify it aloud. So, you suspect me of foul play spelled F-O-U-L and not F-O-W-L?
Yes, and you might as well know I'm here to find young Fred Nurk.
Sapristi Nyakos, that capitalistic pig, he's here, but you'll never...
Don't move, senor, Gilzales mess near Moriarty. Hands up!
Sigun, put that banana down.
And leave myself defenseless?
Sapristi Bumpet!
One step nearer and I fire.
Ha ha, you fool! You can't fire bananas. You swine, it was loaded!
Of course! You don't think I'd threaten you with an unloaded banana, do you? Now, come on, tell me. Where is Fred Nurk?
By my life, I will never tell you. Go on and torture me. Smash my skull in. Break my bones. Put lighted matches under my fingers. Tear the flesh from my body. Slice lumps off of my head. Pancho?
Senor?
He's smelling salts. He's fainted.
When the Englishman awoke, he found himself in a tall, dark room with sideboard. It was a prison cell.
True. The only other occupant was another occupant. Apart from that, he was the only other person. He was chained to the wall by a chain which was attached to the wall. He appeared to be a man of breeding and intellect.
Hello there.
I was wrong. But wait. Could he be Fred Nurk?
Tell me, how you're all dead.
Do you recognize this banana?
Nope, I don't think I've ever met him before.
Then are you one banana short?
Nope, I ain't one short.
Curse. Then you're not Fred Nurk.
Oh, ain't I?
No.
You mean that I'm somebody else?
Yes.
Oh, who am I?
What's your name?
Heckles.
That's who you are. My dear lad, don't take it so hard.
What?
Now, how can I get out of this place?
Ah, well, there's that door over there.
Right, I'm away. By dawn, I'll be safe.
What?
Now's the time for action.
Hell, yes.
Nothing will stop me now. Farewell! It's raining. Is there any other way out of here?
Well, you get me something to eat.
Ha! Huh. How about the window up there?
Oh, you can't eat that.
Now, if we could get up to that window...
Okay, I'll give you a hand.
Give me a hand, right?
Put these chairs up.
One to the top of the
window,
right? One to the top of the other. Yep. Get up from there, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound you are hearing is that of Seagoon and Eccles balancing chairs one on top of the other. This operation might last some time, as they will need to stack at least 50 to 100 chairs if they are to reach up to the high window. No doubt after about 5 minutes, this sound will become very boring. BBC policy therefore decrees that in the interim, we entertain you with songs from that well-known tenor and market gardener, Mr. Cyril Cringinut.
Thank you, Ricky Fulton. My first number tonight, I will sing for money. And it is that lovely melody from my latest record, which I have just recorded. It is called Three Goons in a Fountain. My melody, please, Cyril. Three goons in a fountain. Which one will the fountain drown? I have got a shop full of schmutters.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Seagoon and Eccles have reached the high window, so we won't need Cyril Cringe Nut anymore. So we'll say...
Three goons in a fire sign. Which one will a
silence! Everyone silence! Everyone back to their own beds. Now then, prisoner Seagoon, there is an English diplomat to see you here. This way, sir.
Kitna Budgie-Hai and other naughty noises. Now, which one of you two is Eccles and Seagoon?
I'm Seagoon, except for Eccles.
And I'm Eccles, except for Seagoon.
So you're both Eccles and Seagoon, except for each other?
Yes.
I knew I'd get it out of you. I'm the British Chargé d'Affaires, Major Bloodnock, late of Zaza Gaber's third regular husband. I've managed to secure your release. I completely overcame the prison guards.
What with?
Money. Now, everybody onto this 10-seater horse. Ready? Giddy up there. Whoa! Here we are, the embassy.
Oh, it's you, sir. Am I glad you came back? Them rebels have been trying to chop down the banana trees in the garden.
Dog, stand back! You Latin devils, you. Begone, or by the great artificial paste earrings of Lady Barnet, I'll come out there and cut you down. Now get out, you Latin devils.
Oh, they all went about 3 hours ago.
Never mind, that didn't stop me.
Gad, Budnock, I admire your guts.
Why, are they showing?
Look, I seek Fred Merck.
Just one moment now.
He's here to save the British banana industry. In fact, he went out alone, by himself, to dynamite the rebel HQ.
Then all we can do is wait.
Yes. Ellington, play that naughty mad banjo man.
Here goes.
Moon's upset, he doesn't fret, he doesn't sit around and cry. He gets all dolled up in a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie. When you're feeling blue, pretend that you are riding on the moon up high. Just to get all dolled up in a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie. Make life a happy, lucky journey. Travel it with a smile. Grab yourself a one-way ticket. Enjoy every mile. So come on, my friends, it's not the end. Good luck will never pass you by. If you get all dolled up in a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie. Australia, Don Fraser. Upset, he doesn't fret, he doesn't sit around and cry. He gets all doled up in a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie. When you're feeling blue, pretend that you are riding on the moon up high. Just to get all doled up in a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie. Make life a happy, lucky journey. Travel it with a
yourself a one-way ticket. Enjoy every mile. So come on, my friends, it's not the end. Good luck will never pass you by. If you get old doled up in a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie, so long, my, my, goodbye. What? It's only a rainbow tie.
Of the Lone Banana, Chapter 3. In the grounds of the British Embassy, our heroes are dug in around the Lone Banana tree, the last symbol of waning British prestige in South America. They all anxiously await the return of Fred Nark. Around them, the jungle night is alive with revels and nocturnal sounds. Rain in places, fog patches on the coast. Arsenal 2, Chinese Wanderers 500.
But look, this waiting is killing me.
Shh! Not so loud, you fool. Remember, even people have ears.
Sorry, Major, but my nerves are strung up to breaking point. There goes my mouth! It's this darkness. You can't see a thing.
I know. For 3 hours now, I've been straining my eyes, and I've only managed one page of the awful disclosures of Maria Monk. 4 rupees in plain wrapper.
Listen, what's making that noise?
The cricket.
How can they see a bat in this light?
Major, a man just climbed over the garden wall.
A boundary. Well played, sir.
Look, you fool. That's no cricketer.
What?
He's possibly a rebel assassin.
Oh. Then one of us must volunteer to go out and get him.
Yes. One of us must volunteer.
Yeah. One of us must volunteer.
England forever!
The Affair of the Lone Banana Tree, Chapter 4.
One of us must volunteer.
Yes, one of us must.
Yep, one of us must volunteer. Yep.
Well, who is it going to be, eh?
Who?
Seagull?
I'm terribly sorry, but I have a wife and 63 children.
I, too, have a wife and children. That only leaves dear old...
Hello, operator. Get me the marriage bureau. Hello.
Eccles, you coward. You coward. You naughty coward.
What?
Seagull. You're the youngest, you go.
Me? You wouldn't send an old man out there.
You're not an old man.
Give me 5 minutes to make up and you'll never know the difference.
Splatter me crunkler with spinach mallets. So both of you have turned cowards, eh? That only leaves me. 2 cowards and me. You know what this means?
3 cowards.
In a fountain. Let's face it. We've all turned yellow.
You speak for yourself.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ellington. No offense. I know you Irishmen are very brave. No! Don't answer that phone unless it's for me.
Right. Are you ringing for Major Budnock?
Yes.
It's for you.
Oh. Hello? What? Never, do you hear me? Never! It was the rebel leader, Gonzalez Mesni Moriarty. He says unless we cut down our banana tree and hand it over to them, we shall all die tonight.
Tonight? Why? That's tonight.
Yes, so it is. Fancy him thinking I'd chop down the banana tree to save my lousy skin.
Captain, throw that saw away.
I'm sorry, I picked it up in a moment of weakness.
Disgraceful, sawing down the British banana tree.
Yeah, it's disgraceful, that's what it is.
I go, how fast? Where did you get that saw?
From the sea. It's a seesaw.
We've got to pull ourselves together. This banana tree is the last one in South America under British control.
Yes, you're right. We must defend it with your lives.
Remember, lads. Remember, somewhere out there, Fred Merck is working to destroy the rebel HQ.
Yeah.
Now, throw that saw over the wall.
Okay.
Good. Now, I'm about to go ahead and...
on crust.
Come out from behind that wall, or I'll throw this at you.
Put me down!
Enter blue bottle wearing crash helmet. Pauses for audience applause, not a sausage. Yes, well, well, well.
Who is this gallant little knight with unlaced LCC plimsoll?
Points to Lamparian.
Tell me, little jam-stained hero, do you know this jungle well?
Yes, I do know the jungle. Tarzan Bluebottle, they call me. Lifts up sports shirt, shows well-developed ribs and bones. Fills chest with air. Feels giddy, so puts on cardboard loincloth for support.
Could you lead me to the rebel HQ?
I can show you the very spot.
Where?
Where that dirty big saw is about to... You rotten, nut-hitting swine, you! Does body wreck with sobs pose, as done by Robert Newton after seeing income tax return.
Right. Eccles, you come with us. Bloodlock, you stay here.
Yep.
Blue Bottle, lead on!
Forward! Pulls hat well down over eyes, but pulls it up as cannot see where I'm going. Come, follow me. What was that noise, my captain?
A man-eating tiger.
Tiger?
Yes. Go ahead myself. They'll never recognize me. I'll disguise myself as a Mexican peon.
The Affair of the Lone Banana Tree, Chapter 5.
Senor, we found this idiot hiding in a dustbin disguised as a Mexican peon.
A midget, eh?
Have a care.
No, thanks, I don't smoke. You sit on a chair.
I'll stand.
Very well, stand on a chair, then.
Sir, you're the leader of the rebels.
Yes, now who are you?
I won't talk, never!
The branding irons.
I'm Nettie Seagull.
No. Where's Fred Nurkey?
I don't know.
So that's where he is. Right, Moriarty, we'll go at once to the embassy and bring back their banana tree.
You won't succeed. It's guarded by Major Dennis Bloodnock.
Bloodnock, eh? Moriarty, bring money. Seagull, we shall lock you in here. Goodbye.
The poor fools. The moment they step out, Fred Nurk will get them. They go to their doom. Hello?
Is that the Rebel HQ?
Yes, but I'm in the middle of...
Right, you swines. This is Fred Nurk, and this is my banana night. In 3 seconds, a time bomb explodes in your room.
3 seconds? I've got to get out of here at once.
Will Seagoon get out in time? Oh, hard luck. Still, he tried. But was his sacrifice worthwhile? Did Bloodnock save the banana tree? Program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with Arranger Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.